on MILB TV and MILB.com. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out towards right. This ball's going. It is gone! The first home run in 2023 for the Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kicks and deals the 3-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 19 as a staff for the Red Sox, and they win it.
Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
0-1 lifted in the air towards right field. This one's deep. This is out of here. We are tied in the Salem night. 1-2 is hit in the air towards right field. It's deep. It's dropping. Salem walks it off and wins the series opener against Fredericksburg.
It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now let's go to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
An absolutely breathtaking night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's game number 2 of a 6-game set between the visiting Augusta Green Jackets and your Salem Red Sox. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz with you as always. And boy, do we have a fun one tonight at the ballpark. What an incredible game last night. The Red Sox have gone into extra innings in 2 of their last 3 contests. The last 2 ball games have gone into the 9th inning tied and have seen walk-offs. I mean, absolutely unbelievable cardiac-type baseball for the Red Sox in their last 3 outings, and the Red Sox look to be winners once again tonight. Let's bring you through the magic last night. Tyler, it was unbelievable, really, for lack of a better term. Red Sox were able to come away with a 9-8 win. Alexis Hernandez was the hero as he roped a line drive out into left field that Boucher couldn't quite play. It ended up bringing home Cutter Coffee, and the Red Sox won it in the bottom of the 9th with a 9-8 score. Tyler, a game, though, that the Red Sox dominated early, let slip away a little bit, but were able to respond.
Yeah, well, to be frank here, it was a game that it seemed like Augusta threw away. They scored 6 in the top of the 7th to take a football score lead 7-3. They did allow a couple of earned runs later in the inning in the bottom of the 7th. That made it 7-5. And then Cutter Coffee, who, by the way, has just recently been called up to the Greenville Drive. Last night ended up being his last game. It seemed like it was a fly out to right field before it was Jace Grady who dropped the ball in right, allowed 2 of the tying runs to score. Cutter Coffee was then the runner who came home to score, so scored and crossed the plate to become the game-winning run in his final game with the Red Sox. On a ball that Alexis Hernandez just poked out into left field, P.O. Boucher went for it and just seemed to misread it, dropped to his knees, and the ball got away. So it was more so, for lack of a better term here, a choke job by Augusta than it was Salem walking it off. Now, it was a great fight, great win for Salem. But if Augusta can clean up the mistakes that they had yesterday, they should have no problem winning that series opener.
Well, Gabriel Jackson had a pretty good start for the Red Sox yesterday. He sat him down 1-2-3 in the first, second, and third inning. He dealt 3 strikeouts in his performance. Then the wheels all of a sudden started to fall off a little bit. He had a decent 4th inning. He gave up 1 run, 2 hits. Nathaniel Cruz came to the ballgame in the 5th, and we said, hey, here we go. Nathaniel Cruz dealing one of his better starts of an outing. Ended up having 2 strikeouts in a 1-2-3 5th inning. The 6th inning was pretty good as well. He walked 1, gave up a hit, had another strikeout. Then the 7th is when Augusta struck, and they struck big time. Ended up scoring 6 runs on 6 hits. It felt like back to back to back to back to back. Just single after single. A double in there as well by P.O. Boucher. And Augusta jumped out to a lead. And then the Red Sox, you have to give them credit, though, for fighting back in the bottom of the 7th inning. And we made the mistake, Tyler, of saying, wow, this game is moving at an unbelievable exponential pace. The beginning of the ball game before the seventh inning took an hour on the dot. Then in the seventh inning, it was 38 total minutes for just one inning of baseball. Ended up being very, very exciting. The Red Sox were able to win it in the end of the night, nevertheless. Let's take a short break here. We got game number two of a series between the visiting Augusta Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox. Game two on tap. Lineups and injury report after this in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who's in and who's out on Liam Carroll's Starting Nine. For today's injury report and starting lineups, here's Giovanni and Tyler.
An absolutely breathtaking night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark with a pretty good crowd shuffling in as well. We're just about 5 minutes away from first pitch between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox. Game number two of what has already been an electrifying series. Red Sox walked it off last night in the bottom of the ninth. 9-8, the final score. Alexis Hernandez was the hero. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and let's get you going with our injury report as well as our starting lineups ahead of tonight's ball game. Tyler, first, the injury report, of course, for the Salem Red Sox. It kind of has been a long list as of late. As we know, Abram Liendo, Juan Chacon, Brooks Brandon, a handful of guys that are out for the season. Anything to touch on with that for you?
You know, it's just been an injury-riddled season for Salem, but they've managed to keep it through. A lot of good call-ups. We've seen a couple call-ups tonight from the FCL level. And then, of course, for Augusta, just really one name to talk about, Jason Franks, the pitcher on IL as well. So a lot more on the Red Sox side than the Green Jackets.
All right, let's go ahead and take you through our starting lineups tonight. First, for the visiting Augusta Green Jackets. At the top of the order, Ambioris Taveras, the shortstop. Batting second, Cam McGee, 18th round draft pick out of Washington State. He'll play third. Batting third, it's Jace Grady, designated hitter. Batting cleanup, Drew Compton out of Georgia Tech. He'll play first base. Batting fifth, P.O. Boucher in left field. Sixth, it's Will Verdung out of Ohio State. He'll play second. Cade Kern, the right fielder, bats seventh. Nick Clarno, the catcher behind home plate, recently elevated. He'll bat eighth. And at the bottom of the order, Tyler Collins. On the hill, John Carlos Lara for the Augusta Green Jackets. Now Liam Carroll's lineup for the Salem Red Sox tonight. Top of the order, the designated hitter, Gilberto Jimenez, has been a terrific bat for the Red Sox as of late. Batting second, Mikey Romero will play short. Justinson Garcia plays in center, batting third. The cleanup man, Alexis Hernandez, and why not? He ended up with a walk-off win last night. Luis Ravello at second base, he'll bat fifth. Batting sixth, Ender Solita behind home plate. Batting seventh at third base, John Frank Salazar. Batting eighth, Albert Feliz at first. And the right fielder rounds out the batting order, Albertson Asihan. Jose Ramirez on the hill for the Sox. We'll step aside for the national anthem back in 60 seconds in Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox.
We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
E.T. Home Phone.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock it in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. With the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
Moments away from first pitch here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz with you as we get you ready for game number two of a six-game series between the visiting Augusta Green Jackets and your Salem Red Sox. High above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, the Red Sox are on the air. Let's get you going with tonight's starting pitcher for the Red Sox. It is a Jose Day here in Salem. He comes in with a 2-7 record, 3.91 on the ERA. And Tyler, early on in this season, a Jose Day meant good things for the Red Sox. He was looked at as the ace. Last handful of performances have not been his best stuff. What does Jose have to do to find himself back in a positive groove once again today?
Yeah, well, his last true quality start came on July 7th at Lynchburg in a losing decision. Only allowed 2 runs in 6 innings of work, striking out 7. Yes, he has struggled since then, but a 2-7 record does not correlate to a 3.91 ERA. Jose needs a lot more run support from the offense when he's starting just to get that confidence built back up again, and then we can truly see Jose at his finest. So right now I think it's more of a confidence thing. The offense needs to back up a really, really sharp pitcher in Jose Ramirez.
69 total innings pitched this year with 63 strikeouts to 31 walks for Jose. 2018 is when he signed on with the Red Sox as an international free agent out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. The very tall righty on the hill for the Red Sox. He's set to face Ambioris Taveras, the young shortstop. And the first pitch is taken inside, a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And it's 1-0 at 7:05 p.m., right on time. Beautiful night for baseball in Salem. 1-0 to Taveras. He takes again. This time it's a strike, 93-mile-an-hour fastball on the outside corner. And the count is 1-1.
And Jose pitched twice against Augusta in his first season at Single-A last year.
1-1. Taken for a strike at the letters. A third fastball in a row from Jose. And it's 1-2. Now, fastball prominent, probably about 70% of the time for Jose. 30% of the time a curveball. The 1-2. Wave and a miss. He got him with that curveball. Low out of the zone. And Jose Day starts with a swinging strikeout.
But you take a look, last year against the Green Jackets, didn't do too well on the road. Pitched 3 total innings across 2 appearances and allowed 6 runs on just 2 hits, walking 7. So looking for a bit of revenge against a team that roughed him up last season.
This brings up the lefty, Cam McGee. First pitch is just outside on a fastball, and the count now 1-0. McGee, 18th round draft pick out of Washington State, had a pair of hits last night. The 1-0 pitch, he takes a 94-mile-an-hour heater inside, and the count 2 balls, no strikes for the 222 hitter. 1 home run on the year, 4 RBIs, a recent elevation for the Green Jackets. The 2-0 pitch, he takes a strike once again, this time 93 on a fastball, and it's 2-1 for McGee. Everybody in action tonight. The Sea Dogs, the Greenville Drive, Red Sox here. Here's the 2-1. Misses inside on a fastball, and it's 3-1. Worcester up in AAA in action tonight against Buffalo. And, of course, the top of the organization, Boston hosting Kansas City. Always fun when everybody in the organization has a ball game at night. The 3-1. This is outside, a fastball out of the zone, and it's a five-pitch walk for the two-hole Cam McGee. One gone, runner on first here for Augusta. Sets the table for Jace Grady, batting third. The 11th round draft pick out of Dallas Baptist. And again, a situation where this organization, the Atlanta Braves, focus heavily on drafting out of college. Mostly, though, pitchers. First pitch is chopped right back up the middle. Jose charges ahead. He gloves it, tosses to first in time. It moves the runner in McGee to second. And there's two gone on a 1-3 put out. First pitch to Grady, not what he was looking for. And it brings up the cleanup man, Drew Compton. How about this walk-up song here on the road? They play Straight Out of Compton by NWA here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Very funny guys, our co-workers here in the press box in Salem. Two gone, runner on second. The pitch taken outside, 1-0 on a fastball. Compton, in his young career here in the minors, batting .333, has not homered just yet. Showed a lot of pop, though, with the Yellow Jackets at Georgia Tech in the ACC. Jose glances to second, deals the 1-0. Swing and a ripper up the middle. There is Ravello to grab it at second. Toss to first, and he got him. A leaning Albert Feliz was able to range across his body, make the play. And the Red Sox, despite giving up a walk, sit him down in four here in the top of the first. We're scoreless, heading to the home half in Salem. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Beautiful night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Scoreless heading to the bottom of the first inning between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. Red Sox sat them down in four in the first. A walk worked by Cam McGee stranded him on second, as Jose Ramirez was able to shut the door, ended up with a strikeout in the first as well. Top of the order for the Red Sox, the designated hitter, Gilberto Jimenez. On deck is Mikey Romero, and Josh Stinkson Garcia in center field will bat third. Pitcher on the hill, Giancarlos Lara, the tall right-handed pitcher for the Augusta Green Jackets. Here's Gilberto, who struggled last night for the Red Sox after a red-hot end of the series in Fredericksburg last week. Had three strikeouts, ended up going 0-for-5. First pitch, he swings, lifts it high into the air, tailing foul down the left field line, and it will escape into the seats just to the side of the Red Sox bullpen. And Jimenez is down 0-1. Excuse me. Looked for sure like it was going to stay in off the bat and continued to gust in the wind. Long look for Lara. He deals the 0-1 pitch. Taken inside. 98 on a fastball. Huge velocity. Some of the biggest the Red Sox have seen all year. Very similar to Harleen Susana in Fredericksburg last week on Saturday night. 1-1 pitch. He swings and fouls it back. It's 1-2, 96 on a fastball this time.
Well, you talk about Lara, big strikeout pitcher, just 55 innings pitched this season, 70 strikeouts to go along with it. He's a big punch-out guy, and now has Jimenez, who struck out three times yesterday on the ropes.
1-2 pitch to Jimenez. He swings, rifles it out into right field, and it's down for a leadoff base hit for the Red Sox. Gilberto Jimenez says 0 for 5 last night was enough. Time to find myself back in the hit column, and he delivers here. The Red Sox start perfectly with a base hit.
Yeah, nice poke there from Gilberto Jimenez. Wasn't the most powerful swing. You could definitely tell he was just trying to make contact, put the ball in play. But hey, it works. Pokes it over Verdung over at second base and gets aboard to lead it off.
Here's the young Mikey Romero, lefty. The first pitch, he takes a fastball outside in the count 1-0. And you're looking at a guy in Lada that's going to throw a fastball about 85% of the time. Also works in a slider. Once in a great while, a changeup as well. The 1-0 pitch taken outside. 95 on a heater. Two balls, no strikes for Mikey Romero. Playing at short tonight. That's where Cutter Coffee played last night. Coffee just elevated to the Greenville Drive. Two balls, no strikes. Runner on first, nobody out. The pitch. He swings, rips this one right to the second baseman in Verdung. Throw back to first, and they got Jimenez. A double play as Verdung makes the play, gets it over to Compton at first. A tough way for Mikey Romero to head back to the dugout as he's been so, so good for the Red Sox as of late. Barreling up baseballs, but just not able to get them in play. Another situation where he puts it right into the glove of a defender. And here's Justinson Garcia. First pitch. He looks at a fastball, high and in, 97 on the radar gun. It's 1-0. Justinson Garcia, he was good for the Red Sox a night ago. Had a hit in the second, ended up scoring the 1-0. Wave and a miss on a fastball. It's 1-1. We have yet to see Lotta throw any kind of pitch besides the heater here in the first inning. Clearly a fastball first kind of a guy. We knew it coming in. And he has delivered. 1-1 to Garcia. He waves and misses. This time it was a slider downstairs, and it's 1-2. You know, we thought Harleen Susana, top prospect in the Nats organization, was going to go fastball first, and he didn't the other night against Fredericksburg. The 1-2 misses down and in. This time it was a changeup as well, and it's two balls and two strikes for Justinson Garcia. The 224 hitter. Unbelievable defensive center fielder. 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. He got him with a fastball low on the outside corner. And that sits down the Red Sox in an unconventional 1-2-3. Gilberto Jimenez with a base hit to lead things off. Nothing going. Romero double play and Garcia strikes out. Due up on the other side, it's 5-6-7 for the Green Jackets. Back in 60 seconds, we're scoreless through an inning of play here in Salem.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, a scoreless ball game. As we get you set, the first pitch to B.O. Boucher is looked in for a strike. 91 on a Jose Ramirez fastball, and it's 0-1. P.O. Boucher playing out in left, the 0-1 pitch. He skies one high into the air. It'll tail foul into the seats back behind home plate, right towards the concession stand. and it's nothing and two for Pierre-Olivier Boucher, one of the best French-Canadian names we have heard all season long. 0-2 to Boucher, looked at downstairs and away on a breaking ball, and the count now 1-2. A Jose day for the Red Sox as he looks to regroup. Tough couple of last outings for Jose. The 1-2 misses high and away again on a slider. Two balls and two strikes for the Mendoza line hitting Boucher, right at 200 on the dot.
Well, a part of that, yesterday was his debut, went 1-for-5. That's getting over to 200.
No doubt. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a ripper on the ground, right to Ravello at second. Toss to first in time, and there's one gone here in the top of two. Well, Luis Ravello's been busy over at second. That is back-to-back groundouts to second base, dating back to the first inning. And it brings up Will Verdung, the 17th round draft pick out of Ohio State, the former Buckeye.
I think I might have to toss in a correction there.
First pitch misses high and in the count 1-0.
Verdung from Itawamba Community College down in Mississippi.
Then what am I looking at on my board right here? The 1-0. This is chopped right back up the middle. Jose punches it with his mitt, grabs it with his bare hand, throws to first in time. What a play by Jose Ramirez, and there's two gone. Brings up Cade Kern, the right fielder.
Now, Cade Kern is a Buckeye from Ohio State.
Two gone here for Cade Kern. Nobody on. Still scoreless here in the top of the second inning. Playing in is Albert Felice at first. Jose deals the first pitch on the way. Breaking ball snaps into the zone, and they count nothing and one for the 235 hitting Cade Kern. Another guy that is recently elevated here in Augusta. 0-1 pitch. Called a strike on the inner half. 93 on a fastball, nothing and two. Jose looking sharp, sitting him down in four in the first inning, giving up one walk. 0-2, wave and a miss. He got him. And no, it looks like Cade Kern got just a piece and a foul tip. It'll stay 0-2 for Cade Kern. Jose deals. 0-2 on the way. Misses low and away in the count 1-2. Kern yesterday walked in the seventh, struck out, grounded out, and flew out as well. Went 0-for-3 with a walk. Did end up scoring in that seventh inning. 1-2 pitch. He swings and ropes one into left field, down for a base hit. A two-out single for Cade Kern as it's scooped up by Alexis Hernandez, thrown in and cut off by the shortstop Romero. But a two-out knock has Augusta in business. The first hit retired by Jose.
Yeah, you talk about that ball that he just barely got a piece of and how that's coming back to actually help out Cade Kern there. Singles after barely surviving on that foul tip, and we'll see if the Green Jackets can capitalize on that.
Well, this brings up Nick Clarno, right-handed hitter, and get this, Tyler, out of Lenore Ryan. Just about an hour and a half down the road in North Carolina. Former voice of the Salem Red Sox. Andy Losey is a broadcaster there now. First pitch is looked at for a strike, 93 on a fastball, nothing in one.
You want to mention our other friend who worked at Lenore Ryan?
Yeah, Eric Bach, the voice of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Nothing in one to Clarno. He takes a slider low and away in the count now 1-1. Runner on first, two gone. Base hit for Cade Kern. Clarno, in his junior year back in all the way in 2021, started 40 out of 41 games at Lenore Ryan. Pick off over to first. In there safely is Kern. Still 1-1 for Clarno. Hit 269, 8 home runs, 8 doubles, 31 RBIs. The 1-1 rips one foul down the left field line, 1-2. Transfer to Lenore Ryan from North Georgia after the pandemic in 2020. The North Georgia Nighthawks. 15 homers his last year with the Nighthawks.
really good D2 program there.
1-2 misses inside, and the count full, or excuse me, evens up at 2-2. Clarno, though, struggling a little bit here at this level, batting just 161, below 200. 16 ribbies, does have four home runs, so shows the pop, the 2-2. He takes strike number three. Fastball on the outside corner, sits him down looking, and Jose leaves a runner on first. Four batters faced in both the first and the second for Jose Ramirez. Due up for the Red Sox, it's 4-5-6 in the bottom of the second after this on Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Scoreless here in the bottom of the second at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox ready to go 4-5-6 in the home half. Alexis Hernandez, Luis Ravello, and Anderso Lira. They were sat down in an unconventional 1-2-3 back in the first. Gilberto Jimenez, the designated hitter, with a leadoff single. But a double play as Mikey Romero lined out to Verdung, the second baseman, who threw it back to the first base bag in time to get Jimenez on a force out. And Justinson Garcia struck out swinging. Here's Alexis Hernandez, left field tonight, right-handed batter for the Red Sox, the hero a night ago. And it's unbelievable. Alexis and I were chatting during BP yesterday, and he had brought up that he had never hit a walk-off before. Here's the first pitch to Hernandez. He takes a called strike, 88 on a cutter inside the zone, and the count now nothing and one. And I said, well, what's the game plan when you do finally hit one? A one pitch to Hernandez. He chops one foul behind home plate, and it's nothing and two. And we rehearsed his walk-off celebration three times. We went through a couple of different scenarios with different bat flips in the event of a home run. And it's just funny how things work out sometimes, as he got to be the hero for the first time in his career last night with a walk-off in Salem. The 0-2. He cranks one out to left field, picking up right where he left off. Alexis Hernandez rounds first, heads for second. The throw is in time, and they got him at second. Good throw from Boucher in left field. Better tag by Verdung standing on second. Alexis nearly overslid the bag as well. Kept his right foot on, but it didn't matter. Aggressive base running does not pay off. Second hit of the night for the Red Sox. Second time, the runner will not stay. Luis Ravello swings and misses at the first pitch he sees, and it's nothing and one. Switch hitting lefty in Luis Ravello. A one pitch on the way. He looks at a fastball inside, and the count now 1-1, shimmying him off the plate. 281 hitter, three homers, 36 RBIs for Luis. 1-1 pitch. He takes a fastball high and away. Two balls and a strike now for Luis Ravello. Luis playing over at second tonight. Played third last night. 2-1 pitch. Waves and misses on a fastball, clipping the inside corner, and the count now 2-2. Luis yesterday, pair of walks and a single in the eighth. That's three quality at-bats out of four. 2-2 on the way. He takes a fastball high and in, 98 on the gun, up towards his chin as he leans away from that heater. And it's 3-2 for Ravello. Had such a strong start to the last series. Went 2-for-4 in game one against Fredericksburg.
had a strong start last night. It's something about the beginning of the series in Ravello. The 3-2. Taken high, ball four. Luis now has worked three walks in two nights, and it's only the beginning here. The bottom of the second in a scoreless game in Salem, and the Red Sox have a one-out base runner. Boy, it just feels like they should have two base runners here. If Alexi stayed at first, it would have moved him to second. He would have stayed on second if he had made it to second safely. And here's the catcher, Anderso Lira, batting 224 on the year. First pitch. Takes a strike right over the middle of the plate, nothing and one. Lira has homered just once this season. Has a feel, though, the way he's hitting it in BP as of late, that he's almost due in so many ways. A one pitch. He cranks one right back up the middle. It's through for a base hit. Ravello rounding second, heading for third. The throw to third, head first slide. It's not there. Throw to second, and they get Anderso Lira, who wanted second after the throw to third. And here comes Liam Carroll to protest.
I mean, that the Hernandez call, I could understand. That one looked like Lira was pretty safe. We'll take a look at the replay if you're watching on MILB TV. And the throwback to second, the camera was just a little whipped and couldn't really see what was going on over there at second. But it looks like Liam Carroll's not going to have much of a case.
He retreats back to the dugout. Red Sox have Anderso Lira cut down at second. Luis Ravello is on third base here with two gone in the bottom of the second. Red Sox have what would be the leading run just 90 feet away for Gianfranco Salazar. The pitch, he cranks it down the left field line. Backhanded glove by McGee. Fired a first in time, and they get him on the first pitch. Sharply hit off the bat, about 85 miles an hour. McGee was there to make a nice play. Well, the Red Sox have two hits in the inning and a walk. Nothing to show for it on aggressive, aggressive base running. Scoreless heading to the top of the third, back in 60 seconds. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We get you going here for the top of the third at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside our team historian here in Salem, Jim Fulton. Jim, thanks so much for hopping on the air now for the first time this season. So good to have you. It's long overdue.
And I enjoy it very much. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, a tough way for the second inning to end for the Red Sox. They have a walk and two hits and nothing to show for it. Here's the first pitch to Tyler Collins, who pulls away a bunt. A 93-mile-an-hour fastball from Ramirez finds the zone. It's 0-1. A one pitch on the way to Collins. This is low and in on a breaking ball, and the count now 1-1. Jim, tell us a little bit about your job and what it entails. You always have all of the great stories to tell us with the history of this awesome team. 1-1, misses outside, and the count 2-1.
Well, back in 2004, Mick Gillespie was a broadcaster here, and he asked me at that time if he got me the information, could I compile the
2-1.
misses inside, and the count now 3-1. Wow, Jim, you really even know when to lay off when a pitch is coming. Look at that.
That's right. It's not my first rodeo. Mick asked me, could I put the history together if he got me the information.
3-1. This is chopped foul down the right field line. 3-2.
He did. I spent hours in the library going through the old issues of the Roanoke Times because the only thing I had to start with was the batting and pitching and fielding statistics for all the years from 1968 through 2003. It was a lot of work.
Payoff pitch misses upstairs off the glove of Lita, and it's a full count walk for Tyler Collins. You were saying, Jim?
And it was a lot of work, and not being from this area originally, I knew nothing of the history of baseball in Salem. And I learned a heck of a lot from reading the articles on the games and players that were here and that type of thing and strange happenings. And
Ambioris Tavares at the top of the order looks in a ball on the outside. It's 1-0. Jim, you're scoring the game with us too, aren't you? Look at this. You got the whole setup going as well. 1-0 to Tavares. He looks at a fastball inside, and the count now 2 balls, no strikes. 0-for-1 today as Tavares struck out swinging to start the ball game. Jim, how about the other night? Here's a pickoff over to first. That crazy Saturday night game in Fredericksburg. You were ringing up my phone after the Red Sox hit 2 grand slams in the same game. One of them came in the top of the 10th, and I'm going to let you say. Here's the 2-0. It's cranked down the left field line. Ends up going foul. It's 2-1. I'm going to let you go ahead and spit out the awesome fact that you were able to bring up.
Well, what I was able to tell Giovanni was that the last time Salem had hit 2 grand slams in a game was back on May 4th of 1981 at the old ballpark here in Salem. San Diego minor leaguer by the name of...
Runner goes, 2-1, waved on and missed. Throw down to second, not in time. A stolen base for Tyler Collins, and it's 2-2 for Tavares.
A San Diego minor leaguer by the name of Brian Greer hit 2 home runs in that game, drove in 8 RBIs, and Salem had played, oddly enough, it was the then Alexandria Dukes, which was a predecessor of the Prince William and Potomac teams and ultimately Fredericksburg. So it seemed rather ironic that the last time we had done it was against Alexandria, then the next time we did it, 40 years later, was against
2-2. This is cranked into left field for a base hit by Tavares. Now moving from first to second is Collins, and Jim, as you were speaking there, what happened was is they said it was a foul tip by Tavares, so the stolen base was sent back. Now he is on second, and Tavares is aboard first with his first hit of the ball game. Just the second all night for the Augusta Green Jackets here. It's scoreless in the top of the third, nobody out. And you were saying?
Well, that was just the ironic part that it hadn't been done in 40-some years. And to have it where we had the 7-0 lead going into the ninth.
Cam McGee lays down a bunt. Lita scoops it up. It's fired way wide of the first baseman. This is going to bring in a run. Coming in to score is Collins. Right behind him is Tavares. Now Cam McGee is on second. A huge error for the Red Sox. It's 2-0 Augusta. Tough play there, Jim. Can't happen.
Yes. It's been a tough year this year.
Nevertheless, so many great guys in the clubhouse. So Tavares scores. Collins scores. It's 2-0 Augusta. McGee on second after an error. And here's Jace Grady, the 11th round draft pick out of Dallas Baptist. He digs in the left-handed batter's box. First pitch on the way. He looks at a ball downstairs in the count 1-0. How How about Kyle Teal, Jim? Just elevated to the Greenville Drive from the FCL. First-round pick for the Red Sox out of the University of Virginia. The 1-0 pitch. Misses down and in. 94 on a fastball. It's 2-0. Just made his debut last night in Greenville. Had a 3-for-5 performance. Also gunned somebody out from behind home plate, trying to steal second. A great first game for Kyle Teal. You had mentioned to me earlier today that he was the first in the Red Sox organization to go straight to high A since Dustin Pedroia in 2004. As Grady laces one out into left field, it's foul into the Red Sox bullpen, 2-1.
Yes, that's true. He was, I read that online today on one of the Boston blogs, that he's the first Boston draft pick to go to advance to high A.
2-1, this is ripped down the left field line, foul.
In his draft year, since Dustin Pedroia did it in 2004, so that's quite a feat for him. But Giovanni was telling me he was talking to Nelson Paulino when they were up in Fredericksburg.
2-2, taken inside on a breaking ball, 3-2.
And Nelson was telling him that the college players today are about equal with high A in ability. So
3-2, foul tip, and Grady will stay alive. Runner on second, nobody out. It's a 2-0 Augusta lead here in the third.
So I guess it wasn't really surprising. Alan Lawrence, our general manager, had commented after he was drafted that he did not think he would ever play here. He'd go right to Greenville.
Payoff pitch ripped to Mikey Romero. He grabs it at short, pumps it to first, and they got him. It advances the runner in McGee on second over to third. He's 90 feet away from the third Augusta run, but that's a great play by Mikey Romero at short to snare that one right out of the air there, Jim, on a one-hopper.
Yes, it was. He's very good defensively.
Still trying to get that bat to fully come around. He's gotten kind of unlucky lately. A couple of well-hit balls right to a defender as of late. Here's Drew Compton, undrafted free agent out of Georgia Tech. He fouls away the first fastball he sees, and it's 0-1. 316 hitter in his short stint here with Augusta thus far. Grounded out to start his day today. How about last night? Walk-off winners, Alexis Hernandez with the big hit. Kind of a tough play out there for Boucher in left. What were your thoughts? First,
well,
the 0-1, followed away.
Watching it on TV, I had left the ballpark early and saw the end of the game at home. And watching it on the internet, it was quite a surprising play. And of course, we had the 3-1 lead. And
0-2, misses down and away on a slider. It's 1-2.
Lost that, and it was 7-5. We were 3-1 after 6, and we were down 7-5 after 7. We tied it up, and we're fortunate to win it in extras.
1-2, swung on and missed. He got him with the breaking ball, and there's two gone here in the third. Still a runner on third, and Cam McGee, who was on second to begin with a tough error for Anderso Lida on a bunt that McGee laid down. Anderso way over through first base. He's 90 feet away. Compton sat down on strikes. Here's P.O. Boucher. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. It's 0-1. How about this name? Pierre-Olivier Boucher. It's about as French-Canadian as it gets.
Pretty much so.
0-1.
Yes, that's for sure.
This is outside. Count evens up at a ball and a strike.
But we've been seeing more Canadian players in the league.
It's great.
In the last several years.
Probably none bigger than Bo Bichette with the Toronto Blue Jays. One of the young stars in the major leagues. The 1-1. Wave and a miss. He got him with a fastball just outside of the zone, and it's 1-2. P.O. Boucher likes to go by P.O. Played at Southern Illinois, a very good Division I baseball program for being a non-Power 5 school. Out of St. Joseph de Bach in Quebec.
1-2. Called strike three. Fastball rings him up looking. Hits the fourth strikeout of the night for Jose Ramirez. And Augusta strands a runner on third. They do grab two. It's a 2-0 Green Jacket lead. Heading to the home half of the third. Back after this in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Breathtaking night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is 2-0. Augusta leads it over the Red Sox here as we enter the home half of the third. Red Sox will go 8-9-1 here in the third. Albert Feliz ready to lead things off. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside our team historian, Jim Fulton. Jim, thanks so much for taking the time this evening.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you very much for asking me.
Anytime. First pitch to Big Al. He looks at a called strike. 96 on a fastball from Giancarlos Lara, and it's nothing and one. How about this, Jim? Big Al absolutely crushed a baseball in BP today. Here's the 0-1. He looks at a ball inside on a changeup, and the count now 1-1. Went 479 feet during BP today. Unbelievable.
That's impressive, yes.
1-1 to Feliz. Call the ball downstairs. 96 on a fastball, and it's 2-1. And Lara really does not mix it up very much. About an 85-90% fastball thrower. But when you can throw it at 98, topping out at 100, why not? The 2-1. Swing and a miss by Big Al. He tips it right into the glove of Clarno behind home plate, and it's 2-2. The good thing is Feliz loves a fastball. Not a curveball hitter, but can crush a fastball. Homered last series, the 2-2. Wave and a miss. That time he threw him off completely, gave him a changeup down low out of the zone, and Big Al strikes out swinging. Second strikeout of the night for Giancarlos Lara on the mound for the Green Jackets. It's 2-0. Augusta leads, and we go to the bottom of the order for the first time tonight for the Red Sox. Albertson Asihen. First pitch to the righty. He takes a ball outside. 97 on a heater. 1-0. Yeah, that swing by Big Al that went 479. 116 off the bat, Jim.
Wow.
1-0 pitch. Taken for a strike on the outside corner. 1-1. What's the hardest ball you've seen hit here in Salem? I know TrackMan, all that is kind of new, but have you seen one get into that softball park out down the right field line?
I've never seen one go that far. I guess the one that I remember the most recently was when we had the All-Star game here a few years back, and they had the home run derby.
1-2 to Asihen, misses down low, and the count now 2-2.
And a fella from Winston-Salem Dash hit a light in the light standard in left field.
Wow. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Another changeup low out of the zone on a two-strike count. Sits down Albertson Asihen. Back-to-back strikeouts for Giancarlos Lara, and there's two gone here in the bottom of the third.
and the light exploded.
Oh,
as a matter of fact, it made ESPN.
Really?
It was on the plays of the day, yeah.
Wow. I'm going to have to look this
and
up.
In the All-Star game and the home run derby.
Top of the order, Gilberto Jimenez looks at a strike on the first pitch outside on a 91-mile-an-hour changeup. And, yeah, that's the changeup for Lara. Most guys at this level, that's a fastball. For him, he's taking a little off. It's 1-0. Here's the pitch. Fouled back, and it's 1-1. So that one all the way?
Yes.
The one fair over territory?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
To the left of the Elsco sign.
That had to be hit around 480 feet.
Yeah.
Close to it. 1-1 taken high and in.
The light bulb just totally shattered and exploded.
Fireworks on All-Star Night. That's unbelievable. How many years ago was that?
I think it was in 2018, 17 or 18.
2-1 fouled back, 2-2 for Jimenez, and the first pitch was a changeup. Everything since has been fastball from Lara. 2-0, Augusta leads. Last time the Sox came up to bat, two hits and a walk, nothing to show for it. They didn't even strand anybody either, the crazier thing. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Again, the changeup low out of the zone on a two-strike count. It sits down Gilberto Jimenez, and Lara strikes out the side. Sitting him down 1-2-3. We go to the top of the fourth. 2-0. Augusta leads. Back in a jiff in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Beautiful night for baseball here in Salem. It's 2-0. The Green Jackets lead it over the Salem Red Sox here as we enter the top of the fourth. Jose Ramirez remains on the hill for the Red Sox. Three hits for Salem, two for the Augusta Green Jackets. And digging in to lead things off here, big man Will Verdun, 17th round draft pick this past year. Digs in the right-handed batter's box, and Tyler Katz going to take you through the middle innings on the play-by-play in just a moment. He's caught up talking with our team historian, Jim Fulton. First pitch to Verdun. Looked away on a breaking ball out of the zone. It's 1-0, and that's the one thing we love about Jim. Jim's always got stories galore. He could talk for hours. The 1-0 misses outside, 2-0, and that's not a complaint. Absolutely love coming to the ballpark, hanging out with Jim. Thank you so much for taking a listen when Jim was able to join. Tyler, you might have to adjust your levels a little bit. The 2-0. This is outside of a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. 3-0. I had to adjust them big time for Jim. He's a soft talker and also didn't have the mic super close to his mouth, so you might have to adjust a little bit. 3-0 pitch. Called a strike. A get-me-over strike for Jose Ramirez, and it's 3-1.
I think I got it.
We have you?
I think you got it.
All right, well, taking you through the middle innings on the PXP. First, the 3-1. Check swing and appeal, and it's outside. Travis Brewer says that Verdun does not go around, and it's a leadoff walk. Taking you through the middle innings on the play-by-play, Tyler Katz, TK. Sorry for the delay, but go ahead and take it away. Wow, I'm a poet.
Appreciate it, Giovanni, as it will now be Cade Kern stepping in one for one today. He's singled back in the second inning. 2-0, an Augusta lead here in the fourth inning. Cade Kern, the right fielder from Ohio State, the former Buckeye, will take the first pitch inside for ball one of his at-bat. Runner at first is Will Verdung after the leadoff walk. Two runs against Jose Ramirez, both unearned due to a Lira error last inning that scored two. Ball inside puts it a 2-0 count to Cade Kern. 92-mile-per-hour pitch from Ramirez. Well, mentioned earlier in the broadcast that Cutter Coffee played his final game in Salem last night in the walk-off win. The 2-0 comes inside, and it's ball three. Now, where that impacts the Salem Red Sox, besides not having Cutter Coffee in the lineup anymore, two new names are added to the roster. Pickoff back to first, and Verdung is back in safely. Those two names from the FCL, Marvin Alcantara and Christian Nunez. Alcantara after the 3-0, inside ball four, back-to-back walks to lead off the inning. The second goes for Dung, and it's two free passes to put runners at first and second for Nick Clarno. Well, Christian Nunez, a starting pitcher originally from the Dominican Republic, is set to start on Saturday. So we're looking forward to seeing what Christian Nunez can do on the Saturday start. Marvin Alcantara, a shortstop originally from Venezuela. First pitch to Nick Clarno is outside ball one. Now, both Alcantara and Nunez have been put on the Red Sox radar this year. Spent all of last year in the Dominican Summer League with the Red Sox blue and red teams. The 1-0 back up the middle, glove by Ravello, but there is no play, no chance to double him up. But Clarno lines out to Luis Ravello on a nice glove. Runners at first and second with one out for the bottom of the order, Tyler Collins. Collins, the center fielder tonight for the Green Jackets. Led off the top of the third inning as he'll ground one foul. He led off the top of the third with a walk. So far, control has been a bit of an issue for Jose Ramirez. The 0-1 to Collins, straight down Main Street for a called strike. And Collins is behind in the count 0-2, now having to protect. Ramirez takes a long time on the mound as the pitch clock is reset back up to 18. So just a quick break. Now fires the 0-2, pokes it the opposite way to left. Hernandez comes in and will glove it. Retreating to their respective bases are Kern and Verdung on the fly out to left. Two gone with two on as we flip the lineup card to the back to the top of the batting order. Third time through the order for Jose Ramirez and the Green Jackets. Ambioris Tavares struck out swinging back in the first inning and then singled in the third. That pushed Tyler Collins to second. He later came around to score. Tavares grounds one back up to Ramirez. The pitcher throws it to Feliz and it gets away. In to score is Verdung. Right behind him is Cade Kern. This one gets stuck behind the tarp and out of play. So that is two bases from where they started. So Verdung does score. Cade Kern will stop at third by rule. And Tavares will reach on an error. It is the second error of the night for Salem, and it's now 3-0 Green Jackets here in the top of the fourth. Still two away, two in scoring position for Cam McGee. McGee is on a four-game stolen base streak, so keep that in mind if he gets aboard. He'll swing and foul off the first pitch he sees for strike one. Jose Ramirez, four walks, but also four strikeouts so far today. Mix of both. He struck out his last two batters, both in the third inning. The 0-1 will miss low to McGee. Tavares reaching on a throwing error, I should say, by Jose Ramirez. So Ramirez gets charged for the crime. The 1-1 lifts the leg, fires outside for ball two. And McGee ahead in the count 2-1. Green Jackets took a lead of 4 runs last night at the 7th inning stretch before Salem rallied, tied it, and sent it to extras where they walked it off. The 2-1 hit in the air deep towards right field. Ossie Henn gives chase, looking up at the track. It's off the wall. In to score is Kern and Tavares. It's a 2-RBI double for Cam McGee. And Augusta is looking to break this one open early. Already a 5-0 Green Jacket lead. And things go from bad to worse. Already a 3-run inning here for Augusta. There are 2 outs, bringing up the DH, Jace Grady, and it will bring out Jason Blinn. Well, this will give us a moment to talk about our scoreboard across the Carolina League. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans leading the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 3-1, bottom of the fourth. Also in the bottom of the fourth, over in Columbia, a battle of the top of the Carolina League South. Fireflies lead the River Dogs 3-2. Carolina still holding on to their Carolina League North lead. It's a top versus bottom matchup as the Mudcats take it on the 6th place Delmarva Shorebirds. Mudcats are leading that 4-0, top of the fourth in Carolina. Kannapolis Cannonballers lead the Downeast Wood Ducks 3-1, top 4. And finally, the Fredericksburg Nationals in a very good game with the Lynchburg Hillcats. Nationals are leading it 4-3, end of the fourth inning in Lynchburg. Jace Grady 0-2 today, trying to add on to the hit parade. He'll take the first pitch in there for a called strike. If you're just tuning in, and 2-RBI double from Cam McGee have put a 3 spot up for Augusta here in the top of the fourth. And it seems like Jose Ramirez's start is starting to go awry. Action in the bullpen. Hard hit ground ball. Luis Ravello, the second baseman, to Feliz in time to finally stop the bleeding. 3 more runs score. Another error on the scoreboard for the Red Sox as well. Jose Ramirez with the throwing error that allows a couple more to score. 5-0 Green Jackets, bottom 4, coming up next on MILB TV.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heater on the call for this one. Leading off, a pretty good bat for Salem, you might say. Mikey Romero, the California native, 0-1 today. Just the second time through the batting order for Salem. Romero is riding a 10-game hitting streak. He'll swing and foul it off. for strike one. Excuse me, 10 game on base streak. Romero getting a walk despite going hitless yesterday. So far 0 for 1. He'll take the second pitch of his at-bat, low in the zone for strike two. This one called by home plate umpire William Ward. His partner Travis Brewer is the man in the field. Time called by Mikey Romero. That will restart the pitch clock. 5-0 Augusta leading bottom of the fourth. The windup and pitch, it's a swing and a ground ball foul. Picked up by first base coach Chase Illick. 5 runs on 3 hits, no errors for the Augusta Green Jackets. No runs on 3 hits, 2 errors for the Salem Red Sox. O-2, Romero waits and will poke it towards left field. Opposite way, that's a base hit. Romero will get aggressive, trying to stretch it for two, but he pumps the brakes halfway between first and second and will retreat back to first base. Probably the smart play after the multiple Salem runners that have been caught out heading for second.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, Tyler. So much aggressive base running tonight, and Romero has documented that. Some good throws by Boucher in particular in left field to make those plays at second. Mikey says, I'm going to hold up here and just take this knock.
First pitch to Justinson Garcia is in there for a called strike at 96. Lara has that zip that we haven't really seen too much at this level. 98 miles per hour. Big strikeout pitcher. Check swing on a pitch high and tight. Appeal down, no swing, says Travis Brewer. Lara has looked really good so far. 45 pitches on the night. A high fly ball into center, but underneath it is Collins, the center fielder, who will reach up and make the catch. There's one away. With Romero at first, it will now bring up Alexis Hernandez. With the two errors, Jose Ramirez, who's on the other side, 5 runs, only 3 of them earned. Lara has yet to allow a run despite the 4 hits. First pitch to Hernandez is a called strike upstairs. Playing a little further back on him tonight is P.O. Boucher, who misplayed the Hernandez single in extra innings. The 0-1, opposite way, right field. Tracking it down is Kern, who will reach up and make the catch. Back-to-back outfield flyouts to put two away. And after the leadoff single by Mikey Romero, there have been back-to-back flyouts that have kept him stranded there. It will bring up Luis Ravello. Runner at first. The first pitch to Ravello upstairs for ball one. 5-0 Green Jackets despite trailing in the hit column. And it's just a little bit, I guess you can say, frustrating when errors are helping the other team and you're out hitting the other team and still behind on the scoreboard. Upstairs pitch 2-0 now to Ravello. Errors have come in back-to-back innings. Salem has had to work for everything. Clean fielding from Augusta. 2-0. High pop-up behind home plate. A lot of foul territory. But running out of real estate is Clarno. And that's one thing that I think doesn't get talked about a lot with this ballpark is the foul territory is absolutely massive. A lot of space for catchers to make plays, even first and third baseman. Pickoff back to first. Romero panicked, but is back in safely. for Salem trying to start anything. I've left a couple runners aboard. The 2-1 is upstairs in a 3-1 count. Now you're talking about a potential walk to Ravello with Anderso Lira, who's 1-for-1 today, standing on deck. That could be big. Runner goes on the 3-1. Klarno pops up but will not throw because that's ball four. So Ravello will take first base. Romero advances to second on the walk. And Gio, you talk about situational hitting. Two runners aboard, two outs. This is where you have to be, as a hitter, clutch and come up with that solid base hit just to try to bring the team a little bit closer, as this will spur a mound visit from pitching coach Wes McGuire.
Yeah, the Red Sox have kind of been plagued with leaving runners aboard, especially the last series against Fredericksburg, a plethora of times where the Red Sox left two, even three men aboard against the Fred Nats just up the road. So here this series trying to be one of the things that they improve upon is not leaving guys stranded. And obviously it's going to happen, but timely hitting is so, so important. We saw on the other side Augusta have just that. Cam McGee with a two-out double with runners on first and second base. That brought in a pair of runs. So Red Sox looking for some of that of their own here.
Lira, a situational hitter. We've seen him with a lot of clutch base hits so far this year. He is 1-for-1 today. First pitch to Lira is a called strike downstairs. Lara throwing the heat at 97. Again, first and second are the base runners. A 5-0 deficit for Salem. The windup and pitch, a swing and a miss by Lira, strike two. 89 mile per hour off speed got Lira expecting fastball, and he just made him look silly. 0-2 and now needs to protect the plate. Maybe looking at a contact swing here from Lira. The pitch swung on and missed and just was chasing after it, trying a little too hard to be the hero, it seemed like, as he waves and misses for strike three. A three-pitch strikeout. We're through four. It's 5-0 Green Jackets as we head to the fifth on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Fifth inning about to get underway here in Salem. Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heater on the call for this one tonight. Well, a call to the bullpen has already been made here in Salem. It will be Luis De La Rosa coming onto the hill for the Salem Red Sox. A bit more on De La Rosa from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Was acquired in June of 2021 in a three-team trade. Was formerly part of the Kansas City Royals organization. Acquired from Kansas City with Franchi Cordero, Grant Gimbrell, and Freddy Valdez, and Josh Winkowski from the New York Mets. That was in the Andrew Benintendi trade that sent Benintendi to the Kansas City Royals. So De La Rosa this season 2-6, a 3.81 ERA in 52 innings pitched. In the last series against the Fredericksburg Nationals, pitched three innings, allowed two hits, a run in two combined appearances, walking three and striking out five. It brings up Drew Compton. so far is 0-2, batting 300, just trying to get that swag back in his bat. Really good hitter in Compton as he pokes one on a line foul. Drew Compton, originally from Summit, New Jersey, a Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket. The 0-1 is hit towards left field. Foul over the Roanoke Times Pavilion in left. And Compton is down on the count 0-2. Luis De La Rosa, you talk about how he was acquired in a trade with the Kansas City Royals, the Boston Red Sox opponent tonight. Line drive foul down the right field line. And the Royals currently leading at Fenway Park. Excuse me, I have to be corrected here. The Red Sox are now leading due to a 2-RBI double from Alex Verdugo. It's 3-2 Boston. Ground ball straight back to the pitcher, De La Rosa. The throw over to first, and Feliz got comfortable. Heading over to second is Drew Compton, the third error of the night. And listen, I'm just going to say it. That's a error that quite simply cannot happen at this level.
I agree with you, Tyler. I completely agree with you. We'll see if we get a replay here. Nevertheless, yeah, you just got to be focused, locked in. There's a lack of focus here right now for the Red Sox.
And I believe that will be a fielding error, a catching error on Albert Feliz, the first baseman. First pitch to P.O. Boucher is outside, ball one. There are just simply not words for that. There have been three errors now in three consecutive innings for Salem. Here comes the 1-0 to Boucher, upstairs for ball two.
Yeah, you can't. It's very rare you can find a way to win a game with three errors given up, especially when the other team so far has yet to give one up of their own.
2-0 to Boucher is fouled off into the screen. I hate to stick on it. I'm struggling to comprehend how that happens.
Just a lack of focus is what it is. I mean, it's the same. And when you and I slip something up here, lack of focus, same thing. They're doing a job. We're doing a job.
2-1 is roped into center field, and that will drop in for a hit. Getting the green light from Cody Gabella before putting the brakes on himself was Drew Compton. And there will be runners at the corners for Will Verdun. Verdun today is 0-1 with a ground out to the pitcher at the time, Jose Ramirez. He also walked and came around to score last inning. Runners at the corners, nobody out after an error and a hit. Pitch outside, that's ball one. By the way, the error does go on Albert Feliz, so there is now an error on the pitcher, the catcher, and the first baseman to make up the three errors tonight. The 1-0 to Verdun is fouled off well over the first base side and towards the Salem Civic Center, which is hidden over the grandstand on the first base side, closest to the Green Jacket dugout. 1-1 count, and De La Rosa could really use a double play here. Runner goes on a fly ball towards left. Hernandez gives chase, leaps, and makes the catch. Tagging up and heading home is Drew Compton. He will score, and that was just a great play by Alexis Hernandez over in left. Just jumps up and Superman catches it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because I don't know if the tag up was necessarily there for Compton if Alexis hadn't lost his footing. He, like, slipped on the wet grass, did a full split, kid you not, had to kind of turn, and then he actually threw it into Mikey Romero at short from the ground.
Either way, it scores another. First pitch to Cade Kern is in there for a strike. It will go down as a sacrifice fly for Will Verdun. So add an RBI to his total, even though does not get credit for the at-bat. Pickoff back to first and in safely is Boucher, who stayed at first during the play. So just to give a little recap of our innings so far, Luis De La Rosa came into the game. 0-1 is chopped, heading over to third. Salazar will throw onto Ravello, over to Feliz. Did he get him? He did. A 5-4-3 double play ends the inning. We'll let you know what's been going on in this game and recap the entire thing when we come back for the bottom of the fifth on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in blue.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is a 6-0 Green Jacket lead over the Salem Red Sox entering the bottom of the fifth. And the story of this game has been mistakes. Three errors by the Salem Red Sox. Additionally, mistakes in location. There have been four walks surrendered, so four free passes. And then all three of the errors have been worth two bases or more. So that really starts to add up. You talk about now 10 free bases given up on walks and errors, and it adds up. Those 10 free bases have equaled to 6 runs for Augusta. Leading things off, Gianfranco Salazar, as Giancarlo Lara is still on the hill. He swings and misses as Salazar for strike one on the breaking ball at 88. Time called by Salazar as he'll step out of the batter's box. He uses this one timeout after the first pitch he sees from Lara, who's in his fifth inning of work, has allowed 4 hits but no runs. The 0-1 swung on and missed strike two. Salazar was part of that inning-ending double play. Had a really nice grab over at third, flipped it onto Ravello at second, who then turned it to Feliz. The 0-2. Bouncing ball into the dirt, 1-2. As a matter of fact, that double play started by Salazar turned it into the first inning in which Augusta did not leave a runner on base. 1-2, swung on and missed, and there's yet another strikeout for Luis Lara. Make that number 6 on the evening. He told you he was a big strikeout pitcher, entering this game at 70 strikeouts and 55 innings pitched. And now has 6 strikeouts through 4 1/3. Albert Feliz, first offering to him, is taken low for a called strike. Now, we were talking to our video production manager, Stephen Langdon, who's doing a great job next door in the booth to our right, making this entire show possible for us. So the 0-1 to Feliz is fouled off for strike two. And he said, there are some people that you come to the ballpark to watch batting practice for. Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, and Albert Feliz. And you can't disagree with him. The 0-2 is ripped down towards third, picked up, and the throw onto first is in time. Nice throw from McGee to Compton to lead off the inning. So even though it was a ground out there, let's just talk for a second about Albert Feliz in batting practice. I mean, he launched almost a 500-foot home run in batting practice this afternoon.
By the way, that ground out went 100 off the bat.
There you go.
Which is pretty much the only guy in that clubhouse that consistently does that, even on a ground out.
First pitch to Albertson Asihen is taken upstairs. Another 98-mile-per-hour fastball from Lara. Just excellent velocity on these pitches. A 1-0 delivery. Asihen will ground it up the middle. This is picked up, and the throw on to first. Tavares couldn't quite get him in time. Legging out an infield single is Albertson Asihen.
Good wheels by Asihen. Got a good piece. Poked it to the right spot. Tough play for Tavares. He couldn't quite make it happen. Just got a hold of a low fastball and was kind of able to golf at it. Got the bottom portion of the barrel.
By the way, I was looking at the box score right now, and I know Salem is batting, but it is worth mentioning that all six of Augusta's runs, as the first pitch to Gilberto Jimenez is in there for a called strike, all six of Augusta's runs are unearned. Not a single earned run has crossed the plate. So that means if there's a zero in the air column, there should be a zero in the runs column as well. Grounder heading up to short. It's picked up by Tavares. He'll step on second, an inning-ending fielder's choice for Gilberto Jimenez. 6-0, Augusta leading through five innings of play. Green Jackets coming back up to bat when we return on MILB TV.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. A 6-0 Augusta lead. All six of their runs unearned as Luis De La Rosa comes back out to the hill for his second inning of work. And Gio, it's safe to say that there's a certain level of frustration that comes with knowing that all six runs unearned, and all in part due to the three errors on the scoreboard.
Yeah, there's definitely frustration that comes with that. And again, it's so easy to have to play from behind when you give up three errors like that. Red Sox now have to play catch-up, down 6-0. And you don't want to take too much away from Augusta, but typically four hits should not result in six runs.
First pitch, a called strike to Nick Clarno. We'll take the second pitch from De La Rosa, just a hair outside. Nick Clarno played at Lenoir Rhine last year. A swing and a miss, strike two. It's actually quite interesting for Clarno. After his time at Lenoir Rhine, started with the FCL Braves, then jumped to High A Rome. 1-2 is poked foul down the right field side. Well, a well-hit foul ball, but it will land towards the Augusta bullpen. This season was the first year that he played in single-A Augusta. 1-2 to Clarno. Ball outside. Count goes even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clarno will take the 2-2 and swing on a foul ball towards the left side. A native to Atlanta, Georgia, so getting to play for his hometown organization of the Atlanta Braves. A utility player, he's one of the oldest on the roster. Check that. He is the oldest player on the roster at 25 years old. Klarna will take a pitch downstairs, and it's a 3-2 count. You compare that to Luis De La Rosa, who is 20 years old, so you have 5 years of separation in age between pitcher and hitter. Payoff pitch, Klarna, foul ball heading straight back, and this one will land on top of us here in the press box. That one was a very high foul ball, but had the potential to land in our booth if it got angled correctly. Swing and a miss. The 3-2 will strike out Klarna. It's a strikeout for Luis De La Rosa. And there's one away here in the top of the sixth to the bottom of the order for Tyler Collins. Collins, the 20-year-old from Dallas, Texas. Takes the first pitch upstairs for ball one. Collins, one of those who bats different from he throws, bats from the left-handed side as he fouls off the 1-0, but will use a left-handed or a glove on the left side to be a right-handed fielder. Just got a piece of it, and that one actually got deflected into Enderso Lira's mask. The umpire, William Ward, walking out and hand-delivering the ball back to De La Rosa just to give Lira some time to recoup. The 1-1 delivery just a touch outside. And the count will move to 2-1 into Collins' favor. 82-mile-per-hour breaking ball from De La Rosa. 2-1 delivery. It's a called strike right down Main Street. Caught staring at it was Tyler Collins. Nine-hole batter with Ambioris Tavares on deck. Foul ball back into the screen, and the count remains 2-2. Tavares today is 1-for-3. It will be the fourth time through the batting order already for the Augusta Green Jackets. 2-2 downstairs, and the count will go full for the second consecutive batter. Trying to work up that pitch count for Luis De La Rosa that currently stands at 28. 29th pitch is fouled off and out of play. And that one sounded like it landed in the luxury suite immediately to our left here on the mezzanine level. Payoff once more downstairs, and that's ball four, and Tyler Collins will take the free pass. Back to the top of the order for Ambioris Tavares. Tavares 1-for-3, a 190 batter. Despite being one of the best prospects in the Braves organization, Tavares, the eighth-ranked prospect and the second-best prospect on this Green Jackets roster. First pitch is fouled off for strike one. So with one out, there's a runner at first. And the last thing you want to do if you're Salem is get to a hot-hitting Cam McGee up next. Ideally, a double play grounded into here by Tavares, or to catch Collins stealing. A pickoff back to first, trying to keep Collins true. Same jerseys as last night for the Jackets. The all-gray with Augusta written across the front. Forest green numbers on front and back. The 0-1, check swing. Called a strike by the home plate umpire, William Ward, and it's an 0-2 to Tavares. Timeout called by the batter and the shortstop, Ambioris Tavares. Originally from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic, spent all of last year in Florida with the FCL Braves. De La Rosa accepts the sign. Runner goes. Pitch upstairs. Lira, the throw down is in time. The tag is in time as well. A great tag by Luis Ravello. Will catch Collins stealing, and there are two away. And now Tavares, instead of batting with a runner on and just one out, is now a strike away from having the inning ended. Would be the cleanest inning for Salem so far if they can get out of it without allowing Tavares to reach. A ball low and away will even the count, however, 2-2. Top of the sixth, 6-0, the Green Jacket lead. The 2-2. Swung on and missed. Tavares will strike out swinging. A two-strikeout inning for Luis De La Rosa as he faces the minimum in the frame. 6-0 Green Jackets. We had bottom six Salem trying to scratch across some offense when we come back on MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We'll welcome you back here to a quieted Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox have failed to scratch a run across against Luis Lara, who is back out for his sixth inning of work, looking for the quality start against the Red Sox. And for the second time today, it will be Mikey Romero leading the inning off. Romero today is 1-for-2 after a single in his last appearance. We'll take the first pitch upstairs for ball one. Now, Romero has extended his on-base streak to 11 straight games with that single. The 1-0 is taken upstairs for ball two. The longest on-base streak this season for Salem was 17 by Justinson Garcia that ended the first game of the series in Fredericksburg. Romero, a high fly ball to center field. It's deep at the warning track. At the wall, did it clear it? It was caught at the track by the center fielder, Tyler Collins. And apologies there, it was a little difficult to see with the advertisements on the wall. Tyler Collins at the warning track went up and caught it between the A and the S of the fast sign sign out in left center field. It was a well-struck ball. 389 feet, 102 off the bat, and if you're Mikey Romero, you're asking, what more do you have to do?
Literally, that's what I was about to say. I mean, dude can't catch a break. So many well-hit balls, a line drive right to a defender earlier today, a couple of games ago in Fredericksburg, same deal.
Pitch downstairs to Justinson Garcia, counts even 1-1.
I mean, a handful of line drives right to a defender in the outfield. Mikey just seems to not be able to catch a break in the last 6-7 days. It's crazy.
1-1. Calls a strike.
You're talking about a couple of feet is the difference between him batting 400 this past week and, you know, unfortunately, what the reality is.
Now the 1-2 downstairs, and the count will move even. Well, in just a moment, we're going to give you our around the organization update for the Boston Red Sox, including what's going on up at Fenway Park. Justinson Garcia waits the 2-2 fouled off. We'll start at the bottom, the Dominican Summer League. The DSL Red Sox red team takes down the DSL Brewers team number 2. Things get a little confusing in the Dominican Republic. The Red Sox red team beat Brewers 2-12-9 in 7 innings. 2-2 swung on and missed, and Justinson Garcia will go down on strikes. There are two away. Seventh strikeout of the night for Giancarlo Lara.
Yeah, he's having an incredible outing here, really. I mean, he's working at this point what will look like most likely 6 shutout innings here with 7 Ks.
A statistical quality start if he can avoid a 2-out rally from Salem. Brings up Alexis Hernandez, who's 1-for-2. His first pitch is a called strike outside. Going up a level to High A Greenville, the Greensboro Grasshoppers dominant, including a 7-run second. It's 8-0 Greensboro bottom 5 in Greenville. The 0-1 downstairs, and the count's even, 1-1. To Double-A Portland, extra innings for back-to-back nights in Portland against the Yard Goats. The 1-1 delivery swung on and missed, strike 2. Hartford has scored 2 in the top of the 10th. It's 5-3. Yard Goats leading the Sea Dogs. Sea Dogs coming up to bat. Nick York and Chase Mydroth, who is 3-for-3, due up in the 10th. The 1-2 inside count goes even, 2-2. And then our final minor league update, the Worcester WooSox defeat the Buffalo Bisons today 5-4 from Polar Park. Really good game for the WooSox. 2-2, big chase and miss for Alexis Hernandez. Strikeout number 8 and the quality start for Giancarlo Lara. He goes 6 shutout innings, striking out 8. And in all likelihood, we could see him for the 7th. That's to be determined. For now, Augusta trying to add some more insurance when we come back for the 7th, next on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It looks like it's Luis De La Rosa back out for his third inning of work on a night that has been, frankly, a bit frustrating for the Red Sox and for pitchers to kind of look at the field and say, what's going on, guys? 3 errors tonight, 6 runs for the Green Jackets, none of them earned, which, again, if you're new to baseball, means that if the Red Sox were clean defensively, this game should be 0-0.
Yeah, and I mean, when you look at the hit category, Red Sox actually out-hitting the Green Jackets 5-4. 4 hits should not ever result in 6 runs, really. Ideally.
First pitch is a called strike to Cam McGee. It's an 0-1. De La Rosa sets fires on a fly ball hit towards left field, giving chases Hernandez, but will run out of real estate as that lands in the bullpen. Well, let's give you a little update on what's going on over at Fenway Park. It is a 4-2 Red Sox lead over the Kansas City Royals in the top of the sixth inning. 0-2, ball upstairs. It's a 1-2 to Cam McGee. Well, some big baseball news today. Over in Philadelphia, a potential for yet another after the 1-2. Swing and a miss by Cam McGee. It's a strikeout. Strikeout number three for Luis De La Rosa. Big strikeout there will bring up the 0-for-3 Jace Grady, who has grounded out in each of his three at-bats. Through eight innings over in Philadelphia, a called strike to Jace Grady. Pitcher Michael Lorenzen has pitched eight no-hit innings, is three outs away from a no-hitter. Called strike upstairs will make it an 0-2 to Jace Grady. Now he has walked four batters, but has not allowed that hit yet. 0-2, ball upstairs. It's a 1-2 count to Grady. So we'll keep you updated on if Michael Lorenzen for the Phillies can finish off that no-hitter against the Washington Nationals. The 1-2 called strike three. Three consecutive strikeouts for Luis De La Rosa. This one's the first backwards K on the board. Great location, too, just at the bottom of the zone, right at the knees, rings him up looking.
Solid walk-up tune.
Again, straight out of Compton for Drew Compton, who's 0-for-3 today. Has reached on an error, struck out, and grounded out. We'll take the first pitch inside. Ball one.
You ever seen that movie?
Can't say I have.
It's a very good biopic. I'm a fan of biopics.
Okay.
You know what that is, right?
Yeah. 1-0, Compton skies it foul down the left side.
And, it's about the rap group back in the late 80s, early 90s, and, you know, obviously how they came to be and then their fallout as well.
The 1-1, right down the middle. Compton just watches the breaking ball go by. Strike two.
But also about their cultural impact as well and how society handled their music and, you know, a lot of different messages in the movie.
1-2, swung on and missed. Foul tipped into the glove, I should say, as Drew Compton strikes out. De La Rosa strikes out the side. Four consecutive strikeouts. And of the last six batters, five of them have been struck out by Luis De La Rosa. Seventh inning stretch here in Salem. Red Sox need to get something going if they want to take a 2-0 series lead against the Green Jackets. We'll see if they can do it in the seventh when we come back on MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
E-T-O.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here, Salem Memorial Ballpark, the site for this one. And a sight for sore eyes if you're a Red Sox fan. Giancarlos Lara is not the man on the hill anymore. A call to the bullpen. for the Augusta Green Jackets will bring up Zach Austin, a recent acquisition for the Atlanta Braves organization. The former UCF Knight, Zach Austin, a right-handed arm who will be making his single-A debut. Pitched just one game at the FCL level and actually took the loss against the FCL Rays. Called strike on the outside part of the plate on the first offering to Luis Ravello. It's an 0-1. Ravello 0-for-0 today. He fouls it off out of play. Keeps the count 0-2. Spent 2 years at Jefferson University as a two-way player. The undrafted free agent is originally from Holland, Pennsylvania. The 0-2 outside will miss. It's a ball and two strikes. Prior to, or I should say, other than his aspirations to make it to the Braves organization, it's the 1-2 to Ravello. Is outside 2-2. Says that he wants to own a business and be a collegiate baseball coach once his professional career has gone by. Pretty good goals. 2-2 fouled off. So just to recap, Zach Austin, the current pitcher for Augusta, wants to be a professional baseball player, own a business, and be a college baseball coach. That's a pretty good resume.
There's a lot going on. There's only so many hours in the day.
2-2 swung on and missed, and the first batter that Zach Austin faces at the single-A level, he strikes out, gets Luis Ravello swinging. That's a pretty nice way to start off your single-A career.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Definitely a good way to get in the groove of things. See a little bit of confidence when you see a swing and a miss.
Brings up Anderson Lira. He's 1-for-2 today, singled and struck out. Back up the middle, it's a tough play for Verdung. He picks it up to throw into first. Did he get him? No. It's an infield single for Anderson Lira. Just barely legs it out.
Yeah, and I think that's the right call. I think it was just a tad late on the throw. A really sharp play, nevertheless, from Verdung, but I think Lira was able to leg that out. Travis Brewer, good call. Just kind of thought about it for a second, ended up calling it safe. And Red Sox have a runner here with one gone.
Brings up John Frank Salazar. He's 0-for-2 today. Takes the first pitch downstairs for ball one. So Ravello struck out, but then a single for Anderson Lira puts a little bit of life into Salem. Ball downstairs on a check swing that he barely took off the shoulder. Appeal down, no swing, says Travis Brewer, our field umpire. An update from Philadelphia. Here comes the 2-0, way high and tight for ball three. The Nationals are down to their final out. Michael Lorenzen is one strike away from a no-hitter against the Washington Nationals. 3-0, that comes inside, it's ball four, and John Frank Salazar will take the free pass. So now you have runners at first and second for Salem with your power hitter, Albert Feliz. Now the one issue with Feliz all season has been contact. When he barrels up the ball, it's flying. The problem is he doesn't always barrel up the ball. Recapping this inning, Luis Ravello struck out, and Anderson Lira singled. John Frank Salazar walked, pushing Lira up to second base, now bringing up the eight-hole batter, Feliz. There is a flyout to center field in Philadelphia, and he's done it. A ball downstairs. It's a 1-0 count. Michael Lorenzen of the Philadelphia Phillies has just thrown a no-hitter against the Washington Nationals. Biggest storyline of the night across the sporting world as Lorenzen finishes the job at Citizens Bank Park. 1-0, a called strike on the outside part of the plate. It's a 1-1 count to Albert Feliz. Inside, did that hit him? It did. Taking the free pass, and of course, the worst way you can get a pass to first base on a hit by pitch. Feliz looks at a bit of discomfort, but no athletic trainers in sight. And the bases are loaded with one out for the 1-for-2 hitting Albert Zanasi-Hen.
You know, Tyler, I guess this is best case scenario here. You put a guy up there in his debut to try and close out a ball game. Now all of a sudden the Sox have the bases juiced.
First pitch downstairs to Albert Zanasi-Hen. Gilberto Jimenez stands on deck should he be given the at-bat, barring a double play. It's a 1-0 count, fouled off.
That Lorenzen no-hitter for the Phillies, 14th in Philadelphia Philly franchise history.
A lot of really good names, part of those Phillies.
Definitely one of the more historic franchises in the sport.
Most notably, a perfect game not too long ago from Cole Hamels back in the early 2000s. Ball downstairs, a 2-1 count to Albert Zanasi-Hen. Now, granted, that one lives in my head. I grew up a Florida Marlins fan, and that was against the Marlins.
Oof.
2-1 to Zanasi-Hen. He swings and misses for strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Bases are juiced with one away. 6-0 Augusta. Salem's Zanasi-Hen batting will take a ball outside, and the count's now full. Probably the biggest pitch of Salem's night so far.
Absolutely massive. Difference between two outs. I mean, double plays in effect here, too.
Three balls, two strikes, one out. The pitch from Austin is upstairs and will walk in a run. And, you know, we sit up here, we're the voices of the Salem Red Sox, but at the same time, we can step back and show empathy for a pitcher in his single-A debut walking in a run and now getting a visit from his pitching coach, Wes McGuire. You know, we can sit here comfortably and say, you know, this is a tough situation to be in. If we were out there in Zach Austin's shoes, this does not spark a lot of confidence in yourself, and it's got to be tough to go out there and just try to get the next guy out.
Yeah.
When you kind of have this feeling of, what am I going to do now? This is my debut, and I don't want to let the team down.
Right. But every journey starts somewhere, right? Going to have a hopefully long, healthy career. Added up with a strikeout to start this inning. I mean,
yeah,
there is positivity.
A really good strikeout. It walks the bases loaded, or walks a run in, I should say, and keeps the bases loaded for Gilberto Jimenez, who has hit a grand slam this year. That was in Fredericksburg. First pitch is taken high for ball one.
Would be a delightful time for another one of those.
It would bring Salem within one.
That would be fantastic at the moment.
Only one out in the inning. That was the leadoff batter, Ravello. 1-0 fouled off, and the count goes even. One ball and one strike.
It's interesting. Like, he has such a deep lean into his stance, and no matter how hard he swings, even on that one that he golfed over the right field fence in Fredericksburg in the top of the 10th, just kind of leaned into it, flung his bat out there.
Pitch upstairs and ahead in the count, 2-1. Real quick update from across the Carolina League. Fredericksburg leading Lynchburg 6-5. Down East leading Kannapolis 4-3, bottom 7. And Carolina leading Delmarva 6-3. The 2-1 upstairs is ball 3. And now a ball away from potentially walking in the second run, and more notably, bringing the tying run to the plate in Mikey Romero.
Who's so due, right? I mean, I'm not saying for a homer, that's not really his game, but he's so due for a big, big hit.
3-1 upstairs. It walks the bases loaded. And in a game where Salem fell out of it for 90% of the night, now you bring the tying run to the plate with the bases loaded and one out against a pitcher who is making his debut and maybe feeling a bit of those nerves.
Yeah, 6-2 the new score. Red Sox not out of it yet here in the bottom of the seventh.
Time is called, and now a balk has been called. It brings in to score Albert Feliz, and it's 6-3. It doesn't change the fact that the tying run is still at the plate, but another run is guaranteed.
Wow.
It is now 6-3. Augusta still leading.
That's wild.
First pitch to Romero is a ball downstairs, and you have to think Augusta is scrambling to get their bullpen going.
I mean, this is like the wheels falling off for the Red Sox in the seventh yesterday. Boy, these days just jumble into each other.
The 1-0 straight down Main Street for a called strike one. 86-mile-per-hour pitch from Zach Austin. So Gilberto Jimenez now occupies second base. Albert Zanasi-Hen is at third. Feliz came in to score. The 1-1 outside for ball two. Austin, in his single-A debut, has walked three batters in the first inning. First inning that he has pitched in, I should say. We're here in the bottom of the seventh. The 2-1 golf down the right field line, foul, and the count goes even 2-2. Austin now has last year's first-round pick for the Boston Red Sox, Mikey Romero, on the ropes with two strikes. It's a 2-2 count. Justinson Garcia standing on deck. The 2-2 delivery is swung on and missed, and that is the second strikeout of the inning for Zach Austin. Romero goes down on strikes, and there are now two away.
It's also the 10th as a staff now for the Green Jackets this evening. This is going to be the day now for Zach Austin.
Tried to face one more batter, and I think that was a pretty good strategy, as now the manager, Cody Gabella, comes out of the dugout to pull Austin from the game.
I think they wanted to see him face a lefty, too.
Yeah, I think that
was
very well could be it.
The first lefty in the lineup he faced since Ravello at the top, so I think they felt confident. Think about it. You look through the order here, TK. One lefty that he faced, both of the lefties he faced, I should say, are the two guys he struck out in Ravello and Romero.
So a lot better against left-handed batters than right-handed batters. It brings into the game Landon Harper, the Meridian, Mississippi native, a 14th round draft pick of last year's MLB draft. We'll take a short break. Let Landon Harper get his warm-up pitches in. Salem bringing the tying run to the plate when we return on MILB TV.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
Justinson Garcia, first pitch swinging on Landon Harper. A ground ball to Tavares, throws it to Compton and gets him out on the play. Sorry for the delay coming back in as it's now 6-3, end of the seventh. We'll keep it here for one quick second as Liam Carroll comes out to argue with Travis Brewer, the field umpire, and is asking for an appeal with William Ward.
I think it's the right call, to be honest with you, TK. Yeah, he fell off the bag, but he was there long enough. And even when he fell off the bag, it looked like his foot still stayed. I thought it was the right call, personally. But we're very far away.
So, you know, you never know.
I think Liam Carroll is saying that Travis Brewer was far away himself. Staying out on the field is Justinson Garcia. He would get his glove delivered to him anyway. And Liam Carroll has some words for Brewer. And Brewer's given him a warning. Oh. He's been tossed. Liam Carroll has been ejected from tonight's ballgame as the Salem defense starts to take the field. And Liam Carroll is getting his money's worth. Out there pleading his case with Travis Brewer. He's already been ejected. And Liam Carroll has been ejected, I believe, to the best of my knowledge, for the first time this season.
Second time this year. Happened once earlier this year, and it's just, you know, unfortunate. You nailed it. You got your money's worth. It's definitely tough because, again, they get fined when they do that, right? So, I mean, it's like, you know, if you're going to do it, Liam did it right. I mean, obviously we don't know what he said. It's tough to make a call on if that was the right call. We're so far away. They're so far away. It is what it is. But Red Sox are going to be without their skipper for the rest of this one.
We'll be back in 60 seconds on MILB TV.
Touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We're back here in Salem as the crowd is still a little chippy at our umpiring crew after the toss of manager Liam Carroll. The first pitch is skied in the air towards left field. This is hit by P.O. Boucher, and it will drop in foul territory down the left field side. And that dropped on the warning track in the brief area where the line is not chalked. So really tough to make a call there, especially for us here in the booth and especially for the umpires down on the field.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why there's no chalk there on the dirt, but nevertheless, yeah, call the foul ball. Would have to see it again. It was really 50-50 from our vantage point, but definitely a possible break for the Sox.
And now we'll spur a discussion. 0-1, grounder heading over to short, picked up by Romero. The throw onto Feliz is in time for the out, and P.O. Boucher has been retired. Barely gives us a chance to mention the new pitcher on the hill, Caleb Bolden, former Arkansas and TCU player, now pitching for the Salem Red Sox, has been on the roster all season. It kind of has to spark a discussion now on whether or not there should be chalk on the warning track. I mean, there's not a whole lot of time you would have to use it except for cases like that. If all upstairs will make it a 1-0 count to Will Verdonk.
Yeah, is it a rule? I'm curious. Let's Google this.
Delivery is a called strike. And it's a 1-1 count with nobody on.
Groundskeeperuniversity.com.
Wow, you're really digging deep. 1-1 oh, yeah. Is swung on and foul tipped for strike two.
By the way, I just want to say Will Cole, everybody on our grounds crew, does an unreal job here.
1-2 is fouled off. Oh, yeah, there's no question of that. This field,
beautiful.
Beautiful. I mean, you take a look at the mowing lines, and you can tell which pieces of grass were mowed one way, and it's kind of the lines of, it's hard to explain unless you see it in person, but a beautiful field here.
Yeah, they do a great job. They always put cool paint down as well.
1-2, swung on and missed, and striking out is Will Verdonk. First strikeout for Caleb Bolden. It now brings up Cade Kern, who today is 1-for-2, including grounding into a double play. Kern batting 263 on his young season, just a recent addition to the roster. The first pitch to him is inside for ball one.
They always do this nice job, too. They'll always put, like, if you look here behind home plate, Tyler, they got the Red Sox in a different colored dirt.
The 1-0 is fouled off.
Different theme nights, it'll be different stuff.
And really, the biggest part that impresses me is behind the mound, in a lighter shaded dirt, there's a Salem S. The only way you would see that is if you're watching on our MILB TV stream. The 1-1 is a miss for ball two. It's the only way you'd see it. We can't see it from our vantage point here in the press box, but we have a monitor up here in the booth where we can see what's written behind the mound. 2-1, swing and a miss, strike two. Augusta has struck out a lot recently. Struck out twice in the sixth, three times in the seventh, and now once here in the eighth. Bolden has Kern on the ropes, the 2-2. Check swing outside, appeal down, no swing, says Travis Brewer. Red Sox now being managed by Ozzy Chavez, the bench coach for the Red Sox. Three-two payoff pitch inside. It's ball four, and this keeps the inning alive at least for a little while. It will give Nick Clarno a chance to bat again after an 0-for-3 performance so far that includes striking out twice. And I have confirmed that at least in Major League Baseball there is chalk on the warning track.
Okay.
Runner goes on a pitch outside. The throw down from Lira. Did he get him? He did. A great throw. Chops down Cade Kern. Lira catches a runner going for the second time tonight, and that ends the inning early. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the eighth here in Salem. We'll be back on MILB TV.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark, a 6-3 Augusta lead. Salem coming back up to bat and taking you through the rest of the way. Mr. Giovanni Heater on the play-by-play.
Appreciate it, Tyler. Alexis Hernandez, the hero from a night ago, steps in the first pitch. And he takes it for a strike on the inside corner. 93-mile-an-hour fastball clips the zone from Landon Harper, who threw just one pitch in an inning ago, the 0-1. And this is called a strike. 87 on a slider. That's high in the zone, and the count now nothing and two. Hernandez 1-for-3, the 0-2. He waves and misses to strike out on a slider in the zone.
And Alexis Hernandez is sat down in just three pitches. First strikeout of the night for Landon Harper. Brings up the switch-hitting Luis Ravello. Facing a righty, digs into the left-handed batter's box. 6-3 this score. Augusta leads. Bottom of the eighth in Salem. First pitch to Ravello. He skies it high into the air. Deep right field. Looking up is Kern. And it is gone. Luis Ravello brings this game within two with a moonshot over the right field fence. It's 6-4 Augusta. .103 off the bat, 373-foot homer for Luis Ravello, and it's 6-4 in Salem. Well, it has been such an odd night for the Red Sox tonight in so many ways. Defensively, three errors. Can the offense come around? As Lita swings and misses on a fastball, and the count now nothing and one. And Durso Lita has a two-hit game going right now. A pair of singles, the 0-1. He chops one foul on a fastball, and it's nothing and two. Struck out in the fourth, but a knock in both the second and the seventh. Ended up scoring last time up. Part of a three-run seventh inning for the Red Sox. Harper with a stare. He kicks and deals. 0-2. Misses high and in with a fastball, and it's 1-2 to Durso Lita. On deck, it's John Frank Salazar, who was an unbelievable performance last time around. Line drive up the middle for Durso Lita. It's a one-out single, and the Red Sox are very much so in business. John Frank Salazar to the dish. He walked and scored in the seventh, struck out back in the fifth, and grounded out in the second. But it was like a beast uncaged in the end of the series against Fredericksburg. Homered two nights in a row on Friday and Saturday. Had a grand slam on Saturday night in the fourth inning, the first pitch. He takes a strike at the letters on a fastball, nothing and one. Runner on first, one gone. Tying run at the dish for the Red Sox. The power hitting John Frank Salazar. 0-1 pitch. He takes high and in on a cutter, and it's 1-1. Batting just .146 on the year, but really boosted that. I mean, he was below 100 heading to Fredericksburg. Had a solid tail end of the week. Looking to pick up some of that here. One to Salazar. He fouls it back. Took a huge hack at a slider. And it's 1-2. Earlier tonight, up at Fenway Park, top of the organization, hard hit ball into left field. Got over the jumping grab of Masataka Yoshida. And was caught in a light on the green monster towards the base of the wall. Runner on first. One gone. 1-2 to Salazar. Wave and a miss. He's fooled by a breaking ball in the dirt, and he's sat down on strikes. Second strikeout of the inning for Landon Harper, and there's two gone. Brings up Big Al, Albert Felice. A power hitter in his own right. Hit one 479 feet earlier today in batting practice. First pitch. Taken for a strike. 88 on a breaking ball. Clips the lower portion of the zone, and it's nothing and one. Feliz homered last series. Pick off over to first. In there safely is Durso Lita. Hit one 113 off the bat for a 420-foot bomb in Fredericksburg. 0-1 to Big Al. He fouls one away. Nothing and two. Tying run at the plate for the Red Sox. 6-4, Augusta leads here in the bottom of the eighth. Landon Harper looking to seal the deal. Third arm of the night for the Green Jackets. 0-2 pitch. Albert looks at a ball downstairs, and it's 1-2.
And so it got over the jumping grab of Yoshida in left field. And on the scoreboard on the green monster at the base of the wall that puts out strikes, balls, 1-2, flown foul down the right field line. The ball actually, for the first time, I mean, Fenway Park has been in existence for well over 100 years. For the first time ever, it went inside of one of those lights, broke the glass, and got stuck in there. 1-2 pitch. Taken downstairs on a breaking ball, 2-2. And Yoshida's looking around saying, where the heck is this thing? I believe they ended up ruling it a ground rule double in a way. Runner on first, two gone. 2-2 to Big Al. He waves and misses. Foul tip right into the glove of Clarno. It ends the inning. Red Sox grab one, a solo shot from Luis Ravello. It's 6-4. We go to the top of the ninth after this in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 6-4 your score. The Augusta Green Jackets with a lead over the Salem Red Sox. Caleb Bolden on the hill for the Red Sox. Came in an inning ago, walked one, and Derso Lira caught Cade Kern stealing to end the inning at second. So unconventionally, Caleb Bolden only faced three hitters. Nick Clarno in the 8-hole, Tyler Collins in the 9-hole, and then back to the top of the order with Ambioris Taveras here for the Augusta Green Jackets. You're in the dirt play of the game, a sharp play by Mikey Romero as he got it back over to first earlier tonight. Brought to you by John Deere, who are sponsoring our new dugout covers as well down the first and third base lines. Nick Clarno steps on in, 0-3 today. First pitch on the way. Bolden deals a strike. 93 on a fastball. Flips the lower portion of the zone, and it's nothing and one. Bolden with one strikeout so far tonight. The righty out of Texarkana, Texas deals 0-1. Breaking ball down and away. 85 on a breaking ball, and it's 1-1. Bolden is kind of known for stringing strikeouts together. Earlier this year had a stint where he put 5 in a row, the 1-1, fouled back, and it's 1-2. Done that twice this year, a matter of fact. TK, where is that plane going?
I knew you were going to ask.
I'm curious. 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball. And Clarno has sat down on strike. Second K of the night for Caleb Bolden. So we go to the 9-hole with Tyler Collins, the center fielder, who has walked twice tonight in his 3 plate appearances.
Now, I will say, typically, there's only 2 routes that pass over this stadium to Memphis on a FedEx flight or a United Chicago flight.
First pitch is a called strike to the lefty in Collins. 86 on a slider, and it's nothing and one.
And this one is different. A private jet heading to Youngstown,
ooh,
Ohio.
Ooh, 0-1 pitch. Misses high and away in the count 1-1. A private jet flying out of Roanoke.
Flying out of Roanoke to Youngstown, Ohio, which is in between Pittsburgh and Akron.
Wow. I wonder who that could be. 1-1 to Collins. Called a strike. 82 on a breaking ball, 1-2.
I was going to say it could be like, you know, Virginia Tech Athletics recruiting because of private jet there, but that would have flown out of the tiny little private Blacksburg airport. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a chopper foul down the left field line. Still 1-2 for Tyler Collins. Last time around, Caleb Bolden, he pitched back in game number one of the series at Fredericksburg. Went 3 1/3. It was pretty good. Gave up just one walk. How about 5 strikeouts, TK?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
1-2 pitch. This one is poked foul down the left field line. Collins just kind of stuck his bat out there at a slider that was in the zone, and it's 1-2.
Now, Bolden's been looking really sharp recently. I would not be surprised if we see a September call-up for him.
1-2 on the way. Misses just outside. 93 on a fastball, 2-2. In matter of fact, it was kind of interesting to see him go 3 1/3. That tied the longest he had gone all year, dating all the way back to May the first time it happened. 2-2 the pitch. Flown out, left field, charging ahead, Hernandez. He makes a sliding catch in foul territory. Alexis Hernandez for the second out here in the top of the ninth.
Big play there, just sliding into foul territory, trusted himself all the way and didn't get scared off by the fencing, protecting the berm and the bullpen coming up and just making the sliding catch, and was applauded by his own teammates chilling in the bullpen.
He's pretty darn good, that guy. Walk off last night, a great defensive outfielder, one of the best here for the Salem Sox. Top of the order, Ambioris Tavares. First pitch, called a strike. 93 on a fastball, nothing and one. And I was talking about Bolden, Tyler. The second time he had gone 3 1/3, tied his highest of the year. Went a little over 4 innings in college, did Bolden. The 0-1, wave and a miss on a slider. It's 0-2. The reason he had to go 3 1/3, remember, he came in very early in that ballgame for Jose Ramirez.
Right.
He had to come in as Tavares calls time and came in the first inning still with 2 gone in the first inning. Typically a guy that you see in situations like this, late in a game, whether the Sox are winning or losing, typically a middle-late reliever. Not the case that night. 0-2. Taken upstairs for a ball. Boy, that looked close. It's the right call, though, by William Ward behind home plate. Ball and a pair of strikes for Tavares. 1-2 on the way. He got him looking. 85 on a slider. Actually fell off the plate. William Ward calls it a strike. Red Sox get one. Caleb Bolden deals 2 in the inning, his 3rd of the night. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Red Sox trailing by 2. Backs against the wall. Can the Salem Sox do it again? Here on a Wednesday night at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Back in 60 seconds, this is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Can the Red Sox be heroes once again? Trailing this time to the Augusta Green Jackets 6-4, but the offensive momentum has been strong the last 2 innings. The Red Sox scored 3 in the bottom of the 7th. Scored 1 in the bottom of the 8th. Can they do it again? Luis Ravello with a solo shot in the eighth. Handful of walks with a knock by Anderson Solita in the seventh. Albertson Asihan, bottom of the order, to lead us off here in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch, he cranks it high into the air, shallow center field. It's way up there. Collins charges in, called off by Kern and Wright, and he makes the catch for the first out. I mean, it was a good swing, a lot of pop off the bat, but just hit way too high.
Yeah, like you said, a good pop off the bat there, 94 exit velo, just that exit angle at about 54 and a half degrees. You're not going to hit too many out of the park
first
when you're popping at that.
To Gilberto Jimenez. He skies one into the air, shallow center field, triangle converging. Collins calls everybody off, and the center fielder makes the catch for a very quick two-pitch out number two.
Yeah, it's just...
I mean, they're swinging for the fences. They're getting the barrel to it, but getting underneath it.
Yeah, getting underneath it a little bit too much, and that's pretty good pitching, I would say, from Landon Harper here. If you're forcing guys into swings and forcing them to get underneath it, that is A-plus pitching and what you really try to do. But now you have to face a tough Mikey Romero.
Red Sox down to their final out, trailing by two. First pitch to Romero. He looks at a strike right over the heart of the plate. 92 on a fastball, nothing and one. Landon Harper looking to slam the door shut for the Green Jackets. 0-1 to Romero. Looks at a fastball high, 1-1. Romero tonight singled back in the fourth. He has struck out, flown out, and lined out. Has tattooed a couple of baseballs. Been an unlucky man, the 1-1. This is ripped right back up the middle, through for a two-out base hit here in the bottom of the ninth. Clutch time for Mikey Romero as he retreats back to the first base bag. A little bit of trouble with it for Kern out in right field. Romero thought about taking off for second, decided against it. And it brings up Justinson Garcia. Tying run at the dish, a power hitter that can blast him out with the best of them. Only has been up here in Salem for a little over a month, has three home runs. First pitch to Garcia. He takes a strike, 91 on a fastball. Inside corner, it's there, nothing in and one.
Multi-hit game there for Romero, just his third this season.
0 for 4 is Garcia at the dish. Righty on righty, the 0-1. He fouls it back on a fastball. It's nothing and two. Red Sox down to their final strike. One of the best bats in that clubhouse at the dish with a walk-off man last night on deck as well. Sox trail by two, runner on first, two gone. Garcia calls time. What a big spot for Justinson Garcia, who's been so clutch offensively, defensively, everywhere in the last month here in Salem, especially on the defensive side. Harper deals, 0-2. This is cranked, through for a base hit into right field. Romero stops at second. Justinson Garcia with a two-out knock, and Alexis Hernandez will be up in a very similar spot to where he was last night.
Well, now you have the go-ahead run coming to the plate, a little bit different of a spot that he was in last night. You now have to try to drive a ball deep enough to be able to score Romero from second base, but as well Garcia from first. Keep in mind, you need to still advance him 270 feet from first to home to just keep this game alive.
Two gone, runners on first and second for Alexis Hernandez. Home run would win it here for the Sox in the bottom of the ninth. Hernandez walked it off last night. First pitch, he looks at a slider low and away. It's 1-0. Yesterday during BP, he showed me his walk-off celebration. We rehearsed three different bat flips in the event of a walk-off home run. He walked it off last night. 1-0 on the way. He fouls one away down the right field line into the seats. 1-1 for Alexis Hernandez. Talked about how he just calms that heartbeat. Deep breaths in moments like this. He's 1-for-4 today. Had a knock earlier in the ball game. First and second. 1-1. This is cranked right back up the middle, charging ahead. Tavares, the shortstop, gloves it, fires to first, and it ends the game. 6-4 the final. Augusta takes down the Red Sox. Magic ran out. Hernandez didn't quite have it on what would have been the second night in a row. Series is tied at a game apiece, and honestly, one where Tyler, in so many ways, it felt like the Red Sox didn't have much business being in it this late anyhow.
We'll take a look at the scoreboard right now, Gio. 10-4, and the team with 10 hits didn't win.
Crazy.
When does that happen? 6 runs, all of them unearned. Jose Ramirez is going to get the loss for this game, but I talked about it at the beginning or the top of the broadcast as well. Run support has plagued him, and today it wasn't run support, but he did not allow an earned run, and he's going to be tagged for the loss. Fielding wasn't there, and Jose Ramirez was one of the players that did commit one of those 3 errors, so he's not completely innocent, but it's tough when fielding, which growing up, you know, the Little League World Series is going on right now, and in Little League, what do you practice all day, every day? It's you're not in the batting cages, you're not in the bullpen, you're out in the field fielding IO almost all day, every day, and fielding should become second nature. So when fielding becomes the reason for a team to lose, such as this case where all 6 runs are unearned runs, it becomes a little bit frustrating. And yeah, you take a look at that hits column, 10-4, and you say that the wrong team won today. That's not fair to say, because Augusta played their game. They took advantage of Salem errors, and that was the story of the game today.
Red Sox had 3 of them in the error column tonight. They lose it 6-4. Series is tied. Hey, do it all over again tomorrow night. Why not?
One more note about today's game, and then we'll step aside.
Yeah.
Augusta with only 4 hits on the night. Their last one came in the 5th inning, so couldn't do anything in the later portion of the game. Salem tried. It was a great, valiant attempt. Unfortunately, nobody was on the base paths when Luis Ravello hit his home run. That certainly could have helped a lot. But this game, final thoughts, is inspiring heading into the rest of the series, that Salem last night and tonight have fought back, and fought back pretty well. 10-4 in the hits column, despite a loss today, that it does inspire a lot of confidence. Just get that fielding locked down, and it should be a pretty easy coast to the finish line for Salem.
For the second night in a row, the Red Sox out-hit the Augusta Green Jackets by not a slim margin either. This time, it does not result in a Red Sox win. Dirty Water will have to wait until tomorrow. 6-4, the final score. Augusta takes it. We'll be right back here tomorrow night, 7:05 p.m. first pitch, 6:50 pregame. Join Tyler and I right here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, or even better, come on out, get yourself a pair of tickets, bring a friend, and come out and enjoy the festivities live and in person. 6-4 the final. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth. Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.